Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This past winter was the warmest on record across the United States. And spring, well, it's also getting warmer. Since 1970, spring temperatures have gone up an average of 2 degrees Fahrenheit across the United States. So what does this all mean? Joining us now is Andrew Pershing, who is the Director of Climate Science at Climate Central. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, great to be here.
So this is part of an overall trend. Each season is getting warmer. 2023 was the warmest year since 1850, which was when people started keeping global records. Now, the 10 warmest years on record have all been this past decade. So what does the data say about spring temperatures over the past 5 decades?
So we look at temperature trends going back to 1970, which is a period where we get really consistent records across the United States. And if you look across the United States, we really see that everywhere has been warming since 1970, with the possible exception of the Dakotas.
And warmer than normal spring days are also more common. Is that equally spread across the country?
No, we definitely see, you know, places in the country where we get stronger trends like that. So the Southwest is an area that really lights up when we do this analysis. But the eastern half of the U.S. also sees a lot more warm spring days.
And this comes on the heels of a winter that, you know, wasn't as long and snowy as they can be in regions that get a lot of snow. Is that tied to a warmer spring?
They're very much linked together in the sense that both are being driven to a large degree by global climate change. So the fact that we have too much CO2 in the atmosphere, it's driving temperatures up everywhere across the planet, increasing that pressure towards warmer and warmer conditions. And we just really saw that breakthrough this winter, especially in the eastern part of the country and the upper Midwest.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, you know, many of us do like warmer days. But then there's this kind of cognitive dissonance that we know this warming trend is not good. So I wonder if you can just talk about some of the impacts from this kind of shorter and less snowy winter.
You know, the main thing is, like, it's just really different. And so anything that has evolved to expect a certain set of conditions in the winter and spring is going to be impacted. The place where we see that most obviously, especially in the spring, is with the impact on, you know, plant life and nature. So, you know, across the country, we're already shifting into spring mode in terms of when things are blooming and leaves are coming out. In many places, 2 weeks earlier than what we would expect. In some places, even up to a month ahead of where we would normally be.
But does that have to be a bad thing?
It doesn't have to be a bad thing. I mean, if you like flowers and that sort of shift into spring, you know, that can feel like a really good thing. But if you're somebody who's susceptible to allergies, we're essentially adding a whole month where you're going to be subjected to, you know, more pollen and more stress.
And then I guess the snowpack begins to melt earlier. Talk about the impact that this melting snowpack earlier has on, say, a city's ability to store water.
Yeah, especially in the West, where so much of the water resources, you know, accumulate in the winter in the form of snow and get stored away, it just makes it that much more challenging to manage that resource if the timing is off from when the melting occurs and if, you know, the resources aren't in place to manage that transition.
So, Andrew, should we be enjoying the warmer spring days?
You should absolutely be enjoying the warmer spring days. I certainly plan to because, you know, in the summer, these are the days that could be pretty uncomfortable.
Andrew Pershing, Director of Climate Science for Climate Central. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.